Ciao, sono Mark e oggi ho una notizia. We have some fantastic news for Italian learners. Starting February 2024, our Coffee Break Italian Masterclass is a brand new way to help you take your Italian to the next level. Aimed at intermediate Italian speakers who want to move on to an advanced level, the masterclass covers advanced topics such as pronouns, the conditional perfect, the passive voice, subjunctive structures, and much more, and it ultimately helps you sound more Italian. It's a six-month coaching course with a different module covered each month, and it starts on the 1st of February. The lessons are self-access, so you can work through each module and benefit from feedback and support from our wonderful masterclass tutors, Francesca and Maurizio. Imagine building your fluency with the Coffee Break Italian team over the next 6 months. Does this sound fantastico? Search today for Coffee Break Italian Masterclass or visit coffeebreaklanguages.com/Italian and join the class of February 2024. Places are limited and we're starting soon. Allora, cosa aspetti? Ci vediamo alla masterclass. Coffee Break Italian Travel Diaries, Season 2, Episode 2. Ciao a tutti e benvenuti, bentornati a Coffee Break Italian. Io sono Mark.
Salve a tutti, io sono Francesca.
Come stai?
Molto bene, Mark, grazie. E tu?
Benissimo, grazie. Com'è il tempo adesso in Italia?
Guarda, fa freddissimo, ma c'è una neve fantastica sulle montagne, quindi ogni mattina apro la finestra e vedo le montagne innevate, davvero uno spettacolo.
Che invidia, che invidia.
Mi dispiace.
Comunque, we are delighted to be back with another episode of the Coffee Break Italian Travel Diaries. As you know, if you listened to our previous episode, we are following the adventures of Simone and Anna as they take a settimana bianca in the north of Italy, in Trentino Alto Adige, the beautiful region in the north of Italy. Francesca, as usual, we're going to read through the texts.
See, and as always, afterwards, we will be analyzing the language.
Perfect. Shall we begin? Cominciamo?
Cominciamo, Mark.
Oggi è il secondo giorno qui in Trentino. Il piano originale era fare una bella passeggiata sulla neve, ma appena ci siamo alzati dal letto, le gambe hanno iniziato a farci malissimo. Ieri abbiamo sciato un po' troppo e i nostri muscoli non sono abituati. In alternativa, però, abbiamo visitato Castel Thun, che è un antico castello medievale che si trova in Val di Non. Il castello è molto grande e imponente, proprio come si vedono nei libri di storia. La nostra guida ci ha spiegato tutta la storia del castello e ci ha mostrato delle bellissime stanze, arredate ancora con mobili storici. A quanto pare c'è anche una leggenda sul castello, secondo cui il fantasma di una donna vestita di bianco si aggira ancora tra le sue mura. All'improvviso abbiamo anche sentito un forte rumore provenire dalle scale. Noi ci siamo spaventati tantissimo pensando al fantasma. Per fortuna però era solo un cumulo di neve che cadeva dal tetto. Spaventi a parte, il castello è davvero da visitare e siamo contenti di esserci presi un giorno di pausa dall'attività fisica. Ma ora a dormire. Domani ci aspetta Bolzano.
I think I too would have got a little bit of a fright there.
Sì, che paura, mamma mia.
Okay, as ever, we're going to go back through the text and analyze everything. And there's quite a bit of interesting vocabulary in this text. Okay, go for it, Francesca.
Okay, va bene. Oggi è il secondo giorno qui in Trentino.
So today is the second day here in Trentino. Francesca, can we just ask a little about Trentino? Because we've mentioned before Trentino Alto Adige, but here we're talking about Trentino.
See, that's a good question, Mark. The name of the region is Trentino Alto Adige, but as you can see, it's formed by two names, Trentino and Alto Adige. So one part of the region is called Trentino, and the other part of the region is called Alto Adige. So the main city in Trentino is Trento, and the main city in Alto Adige is Bolzano, the two points of reference. So in this episode, we are in the sub-region, we can say, of Trentino.
Perfect. Okay, that makes sense. Let's continue on then.
Il piano originale era fare una bella passeggiata sulla neve.
Okay, we've got il piano. Now, we're not talking about musical instruments here. We are talking about the plan. Very often in Italian, when you've got P-I plus a vowel, that becomes P-L plus the vowel in English. So piano would become plan. Il piano originale. So what was the original plan? Era fare una bella passeggiata sulla neve. It was to go for a nice walk on the snow. The next part?
Ma appena ci siamo alzati dal letto, le gambe hanno iniziato a farci malissimo.
Okay, so here we've got appena. Appena is an interesting word. And it can mean, well, it can mean just having done something, having just done something. But here it's a little different. Francesca, can you help us here?
Yes, I think in English here you would translate it as soon as, like in the very moment when we did something.
Okay, so as soon as we got out of bed, ci siamo alzati dal letto, le gambe hanno iniziato a farci malissimo. Literally, the legs have begun to make to us very bad. Okay.
Perfect.
A beautiful translation there. Our legs began to throb. They began to hurt. Appena ci siamo alzati dal letto. Could we say no sooner had we got out of bed than our legs started to hurt?
Sì, sì, mi sembra un'ottima traduzione.
Good. Okay, let's continue.
Ieri abbiamo sciato un po' troppo e i nostri muscoli non sono abituati.
I wonder how many of our listeners have taken a ski holiday or some kind of winter sports holiday and realized that the morning after the first day, they've got a little bit of a sore leg or some sore muscles or whatever. I nostri muscoli non sono abituati. Our muscles aren't used to it. Because what did they do? Ieri abbiamo sciato un po' troppo. We skied a little too much.
Eh sì, è sempre un errore che si commette con l'entusiasmo della prima
esatto.
giornata sugli sci.
Ok, let's continue on.
Va bene. In alternativa, però, abbiamo visitato Castel Thun, che è un antico castello medievale che si trova in Val di Non.
The first thing that comes to mind when I read this sentence is Castel Thun and Val di Non. These sound quite interesting words, Thun and Non. They don't really feel very Italian.
No, because as probably many of our listeners already know, Trentino Alto Adige is a region which borders with Austria, and it has a very strong influence from Austria and Germany. And we should also say that German is actually very much spoken, especially in the Alto Adige region, where German is actually the majority language. So if we have some coffee break German listeners here, you can go to Trentino Alto Adige and practice your Italian and your German at the same time.
Excellent. So in alternativa però, so as an alternative, however, abbiamo visitato Castel Thun. So we visited Castel Thun, che è un antico castello medievale. So it's an old medieval castle. Che si trova in Val di Non, which is found in Val di Non.
Esatto. Il castello è molto grande e imponente, proprio come si vedono nei libri di storia.
Okay, we've got a lovely construction here. Il castello è molto grande e imponente. So the castle is very big and impressive, imponente.
Sì, majestic,
imposing. Like that, yes. Proprio come si vedono nei libri di storia. Francesca, over to you for this lovely sì.
Sì, this is a sì passivante, a passive sì. I think we've mentioned this several times in previous episodes, and it's basically a way to form the passive in Italian. There are different ways to form the passive, and I'm not going to go in all the details now. But when we don't mention the person by whom something is done, then we can simply use a C plus the verb in the active form. I think it's a little bit confusing, so don't worry.
I think the key thing here is si vedono. The vedono here is the plural. And this is we're referring to the castles, so
castles,
very big castles.
In general, yes. Yeah.
So as can be seen in history books, in story books.
Esatto, and proprio is just there for emphasis, like exactly as they can be seen in history books.
Yeah, and it's interesting that we're actually introducing a can here as well. It's not just which exactly are seen as they are seen in history books or story books. It's more that which can be seen.
Sì, esatto.
Ok, let's go on.
Va bene. La nostra guida ci ha spiegato tutta la storia del castello e ci ha mostrato delle bellissime stanze arredate ancora con mobili storici.
Ok, la nostra guida, this is our guide, ci ha spiegato tutta la storia del castello. So, ci ha spiegato. Let's do the ha spiegato first. Has explained or explained. And who or to whom did the guide explain? To us. Ci. Ci ha spiegato tutta la storia del castello. The entire history of the castle. Francesca, is it history or is it story? Are they interchangeable?
Sì, it's the same word in Italian. So like a bedtime story would be storia. But if you study history at university, it would also be storia. So it's the same word.
Good. So ci ha spiegato tutta la storia del castello e ci ha mostrato. So not only did she explain the whole history of the castle, but she also showed us, ci ha mostrato, delle bellissime stanze, some beautiful rooms, arredate ancora con mobili storici. So the mobili storici are historic furniture, sì. And they're still, furnished. I couldn't remember the word there, furnished, still furnished with historic furniture.
A quanto pare c'è anche una leggenda sul castello, secondo cui il fantasma di una donna vestita di bianco si aggira ancora tra le sue mura.
You always know that there's a story coming when you hear the phrase a quanto pare. It seems that c'è anche una leggenda sul castello. There's also a legend about the castle. Secondo cui, according to which, cui, a lovely relative pronoun there.
Sì.
According to which, il fantasma di una donna vestita di bianco, the ghost of a woman dressed in white, vestita di bianco, si aggira ancora, who is wandering still, tra le sue mura, through its walls, through the walls of the castle. Francesca, tell us about mura.
Sì, mura, it's a lovely word because it comes from the word muro, which is a masculine singular word meaning wall, just one. And it can be pluralized into two different ways. The regular plural being muri, and it describes like a set of walls. But if we are talking about the walls enclosing a castle or a city, or the walls of the house, but more as a protection, in the same way you would say home in English as opposed to a house, for example, okay. Then there is a different plural, and the plural is in le mura. It's a feminine plural word. So, for example, we use this word when we talked about Lucca, le mura di Lucca.
Di Lucca.
And we can also talk about le mura domestiche,
okay.
The walls of the home or the house, but it means the family in a
yep.
in a way.
So just watch that, le mura domestiche. So we've got le mura, the A there at the end, the letter A, A, is the plural form, but we don't expect it to be plural because we would expect a different letter at the end. But our adjective domestique would have to agree there with the feminine plural.
Yes, if we were to say i muri di casa, it just means the structure, the concrete, the bricks, and there is mm-hmm. no connection with the idea of a family, of protection, and so on.
Good, excellent. Okay, we're going to take a short break there, and we'll be back in just a moment to listen to the remainder of our passage. We wanted to let you know that we have a full online course linked to the Travel Diaries. We offer a set of lesson notes for each episode, providing explanations and additional examples of the grammatical points featured in the text. You can also practice your pronunciation as you read along with the original recording using the video version of the text. These additional materials are available in the Travel Diaries online course, and you can find out everything you need to know at coffeebreakacademy.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Okay, we are in the Castel Thun,
si.
In the Val di Non, and we are with Simone and Anna as they are visiting this beautiful part of the world. So, Francesca, can you go on with the next passage?
Con piacere. All'improvviso abbiamo anche sentito un forte rumore provenire dalle scale.
Now, we should perhaps have stopped here for our break, because this is a little bit of a cliffhanger here.
Ah, è vero.
All'improvviso, suddenly, abbiamo anche sentito un forte rumore provenire dalle scale. So we suddenly heard a loud noise, un forte rumore, provenire, to come, dalle scale, coming from the stairs.
Noi ci siamo spaventati tantissimo, pensando al fantasma.
So they had just heard the story of the ghost, and what Simone says here, noi ci siamo spaventati tantissimo, we got such a fright. Spaventarsi, to get a fright, is an interesting word because it's a reflexive verb, therefore we need the essere, noi ci siamo spaventati, and we also need to agree. But to get a fright in English is translated as this idea of to frighten oneself or something like that.
Yes, that's right, Mark.
Okay, and why were they frightened?
Pensando al fantasma.
Thinking about the ghost. However?
Per fortuna, però, era solo un cumulo di neve che cadeva dal tetto.
Okay, fortunately, however, it was only an accumulation of snow.
A snowdrift, can you say that in English?
A snowdrift, yeah. I don't know whether a snowdrift would be like at the side of a road or up against a house or something like that.
Okay.
I don't know whether you would have a snowdrift on the top of the roof.
Oh,
I'm not
okay.
sure. But definitely an accumulation of snow. Che cadeva dal tetto, which was falling from the roof. Che cadeva dal tetto.
Perfetto. Spaventi a parte, il castello è davvero da visitare e siamo contenti di esserci presi un giorno di pausa dall'attività fisica.
Ok, so spaventi, we've had spaventarsi, the verb, and here we've got spaventi, so this is the noun, frights aside, spaventi a parte. Il castello è davvero da visitare. And we've seen this many times when you use da plus an infinitive. So the castle is really worth visiting. E siamo contenti di esserci presi un giorno di pausa. And we are glad to have taken there to ourselves. And that's the prendersi again that we saw in the last episode.
Sì.
Di esserci presi un giorno di pausa dall'attività fisica. And we're glad to have taken a day to ourselves, a day of pausing from the physical exercise. They've only done one day of physical exercise.
Sì, sono un po' pigri.
But they're taking a day away from the physical exercise. Francesca, can we go back to siamo contenti di esserci presi un giorno di pausa? Because that's quite a complex structure there.
Sì, sì, siamo contenti di, we need the infinitive, but obviously we have taken a day of a day off or a day of break before being happy. So we have to imagine that it's now the end of the day and we are looking back at the entire day. So we need an infinitive in the past, a past infinitive. And because prendersi, it's a reflexive verb, as we mentioned before, we need essere plus the past participle. If we had another verb like mangiare, for example, we could say siamo contenti di aver mangiato bene. So we are happy we have eaten well or we ate well during the day. So basically the past infinitive is either essere or avere plus the past participle. If we are using essere, as always, we must not forget the agreement with the subject. So in this case, presi, because it's Simone and his wife talking about their day.
Perfetto. Okay, so we're pleased to have taken a day of rest from all the physical activity, but...
Ma ora a dormire. Domani ci aspetta Bolzano.
So, but now... To sleep. Ma ora a dormire. Domani ci aspetta Bolzano. Tomorrow Bolzano awaits us. Ci aspetta. We've got another ci. We've seen ci lots here because, of course, Simone and Anna are talking, well, Simone is talking about to us and us in many cases. So domani ci aspetta Bolzano. Excellent.
Okay, shall we go back and listen to the whole text now?
Buona idea.
Vai.
Oggi è il secondo giorno qui in Trentino. Il piano originale era fare una bella passeggiata sulla neve, ma appena ci siamo alzati dal letto, le gambe hanno iniziato a farci malissimo. Ieri abbiamo sciato un po' troppo e i nostri muscoli non sono abituati. In alternativa, però, abbiamo visitato Castel Thun, che è un antico castello medievale che si trova in Val di Non. Il castello è molto grande e imponente, proprio come si vedono nei libri di storia. La nostra guida ci ha spiegato tutta la storia del castello e ci ha mostrato delle bellissime stanze, arredate ancora con mobili storici. A quanto pare c'è anche una leggenda sul castello, secondo cui il fantasma di una donna vestita di bianco si aggira ancora tra le sue mura. All'improvviso abbiamo anche sentito un forte rumore provenire dalle scale. Noi ci siamo spaventati tantissimo pensando al fantasma. Per fortuna però era solo un cumulo di neve che cadeva dal tetto. Spaventi a parte, il castello è davvero da visitare e siamo contenti di esserci presi un giorno di pausa dall'attività fisica. Ma ora a dormire. Domani ci aspetta Bolzano.
Molto interessante. Francesca, conosci Bolzano?
Sì, conosco questa città perché ci abita una mia amica, Sally, che saluto.
Ah, ciao, Sally! Excellent. I remember going through Bolzano in the train between going from Milan to Innsbruck, and it's just an absolutely dream region. It's so beautiful.
Sì, sì. E se vi piace andare in bicicletta, ci sono un sacco di piste ciclabili. Potete fare dei bellissimi giri in bici. Davvero una bella cittadina.
Perfetto. I'm just thinking, you mentioned earlier that the place names have German and Italian versions. And I remember getting out the train in Bolzano and seeing Bozen, the German version, and Bolzano in Italian there.
Sì, Mark, è vero, that's right. And what is interesting is at times the names are very similar in the two languages, but other times are completely different. And one example is Vipiteno. And the German version of it is Sterzig. So,
yeah, there's no rhyme nor reason. Although I'm sure there are lots of historical reasons and so on as to why. But it's sometimes difficult to guess what the German version and the Italian version might be. Okay, we're going to leave it there. Don't forget, you can also check out the premium version of the Coffee Break Italian Travel Diaries. You can find them at the Coffee Break Academy. We provide lesson notes and pronunciation practice videos and more. So just check out coffeebreakacademy.com.
Yes, and as you know, we're posting lots of content on social media, so do check out our Facebook page. Just search for Coffee Break Italian. And over on Instagram, we are posting photos of all the beautiful locations visited by Simone and Anna. So make sure you also follow us on Instagram.
Mamma mia, quanta voglia di viaggiare!
Sì, lo so, Mark. Speriamo di poter viaggiare prestissimo.
Prestissimo, prestissimo. Okay, let's stop there. We'll be back soon with the next edition. And I'm looking forward to seeing what Bolzano has in store for Simone and Anna.
Sì, continuate a seguirci.
Ciao, ciao.
Ciao.
You have been listening to a Coffee Break Languages production for the Radiolingua Network. Copyright 2021 Radiolingua Limited. Recording copyright 2021 Radiolingua Limited. All rights reserved.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.